We continue now with lesson number 35 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Shviyos. We're near the end, but not quite there, but near the end of the 8th Perek. And today we will study the 9th and 10th Mishnayos of the 8th Perek. Perek Ches, Mishneh Tes, and Mishneh Yud. We learned just yesterday that the use of sicha, of using shemen zayis, olive oil from Shviyos, as a polish for furniture, let's say, as opposed to as a massage oil for a person, is prohibited. Sicha is only permitted for its usual use. The usual use for shemen zayis in those days was either for eating, drinking, or for anointing one's body. This, our Mishnah says, or suppose you have hide, leather, shesocho b'shemen shel shviyas, which was smeared with olive oil from shviyas. What do you do with this hide? Rabbi Eliezer Omer yidolek. Rabbi Eliezer says very strictly, you have to destroy, put it, burn it, the whole thing, the hide with the oil. The Mefarshim say that this would be true, according to Rabbi Lazar, even for yesterday's example, for furniture which was polished with olive oil of Shviyas, that would have to be destroyed. That's how strict Rabbi Eliezer is. Whereas, the Mishnah continues, V'chachomim omrim yochal kenegdo. We saw yesterday, if a person spends Dmei Shviyas for the wrong, to procure the wrong items, so he has an eitzah. He can take the value of that money and with it buy some food and eat it, kederech achila, kederech shesiyah, as if it was kedushas shviyas. So here too, the amount of olive oil, he used a dollar's worth of olive oil to polish the hide, he can now take a dollar and buy with it whatever and consume that whatever, b'achila shesiyah. Amru lifnei Rabbi Akiva. Now we have a fascinating story. They told Rabbi Akiva what Rabbi Eliezer said. Now Rabbi Akiva learned, studied under Rabbi Eliezer. So they said to Rabbi Akiva, you know what your Rebbe, Rabbi Eliezer said? He said, Or shesocho b'shemen shel shviyas yidolek, that if you have hide which was polished with olive oil of shviyas, that whole hide has to be destroyed. Omar lohem, so Rabbi Akiva said to them, Shisoku, shah, still, don't say this, don't repeat this. Lo omar lohem, I won't even tell you, Masha Rabbi Eliezer omer bo, what Rabbi Eliezer really said. What did Rabbi Eliezer really said? So here there's a machlokes amuroim in the Yerushalmi. One says that Rabbi Akiva knew that Rabbi Eliezer said something far harsher than you have to take this hide or this furniture polished with shemen zayis shel shviyas and burn it. He said that the person who does this should be burnt. Atzmosov sheloso hoish yisorfu. That's how strict he was. He misused peros shviyas to use them to smear as the hide of a cow or to polish furniture. He should be burnt. And Rabbi Akiva did not want to repeat something so harsh. Others say quite the contrary, that Rabbi Akiva knew that Rabbi Eliezer was far more lenient, and according to him it was permissible to anoint animal hide, with shemen shel shviyas, or to polish furniture with shemen shel shviyas. But Rabbi Akiva did not want to disclose just how lenient Rabbi Eliezer was here. Most Mefarshim follow the second shot and say that Rabbi Akiva said, quiet, don't tell this over, because Rabbi Eliezer was too lenient, and I want to leave the halacha not as yidolek, and certainly not as mutar, but rather yochal kenegdo. Now, the Mishnah now proceeds in Mishnah Yud to tell a similar story about something which has nothing to do with peros shviyas, but rather with this reaction that Rabbi Akiva had to disclosing the teachings of his master, Rabbi Eliezer, in certain circumstances. Omer hoyerab, v'od amru lefono, they also once told Rabbi Akiva, Omer hoyerab Eliezer, that Rabbi Eliezer used to say, Ha'ochel pas kusim ka'ochel besar chazir. Now the kusim were a sect, the Samaritan sect, and they kept certain aspects of the Torah, but not other aspects of the Torah. And there's a general discussion about the legitimacy of their conversion to Judaism in the first place, etc. And different Tanoim at different times of history had different opinions about the purchasing food from these kusim. So Rabbi Eliezer was rather strict about it, and he said, if you buy bread from the kusim, and the kusim at best were suspect of not handling the, not conforming to the rules of Trumos and Maestros, so it's as if you ate pig. That's how strict Rabbi Eliezer was. And they told Rabbi Akiva that your Rebbe, Rabbi Eliezer, supposedly said, it's like eating pig, paskusim. Omalohem, so Rabbi Akiva said, Shisoku, be quiet. Don't repeat this in the name of Rabbi Eliezer. Because, lo omar lochem, I'm not going to tell you, Masha Rabbi Eliezer omer bo. Here, it's more likely that he was not going to disclose to them the permissive ruling of Rabbi Eliezer, because he was much more permissive with regard to paskusim, and Rabbi Akiva did not want that permissive opinion of Rabbi Eliezer to be circulated publicly. So he said, Shisoku, be quiet, I won't tell you what Rabbi Eliezer said about this. And so we have finished Mishnah Yud, and in the process have concluded lesson number 35.